This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Nakuma Hawaii Conference here in beautiful Kauai. And we are in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, basically. And look who I ran across. Oh my gosh, it's Tammy O'Hara from OM Financial Group.
Hey, Mike. How are you, Tammy? I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How is your time here on Kauai? It's such a beautiful place.
How can it not be good?
I know. How can you not smile?
Mike, I have like the best job in the world. I get to play with my friends, make new ones, and I get to come to beautiful places like this and talk to great people like you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I have a great guest here in the studio lounge, so to speak. So before I get into your topic, because you just spoke in there like maybe a half hour ago. But before we get into that, any highlights from the conference so far? Anything stand out for you?
It's a sold out conference.
Yes.
So,
for good reason.
Absolutely. But the content is amazing.
Yes.
The location is fantastic, obviously.
Sure. But
Kathy and James do such a great job with the content, mm-hmm. and everyone, such a buzz, and talking with the attendees here that they're really enjoying it. Yeah. They're learning so much, mm-hmm. and obviously the networking with each other, it's only a plus.
Yeah, some of the topics have been all of the topics. I mean, we're talking Gen Z and millennials. You know, how are we dealing with them? We're talking the metaverse. Oh my gosh, cryptocurrency,
mergers.
Oh my god, you name it. I know, you name it. This is what's happening out there, and so they're covering here. A lot of it's coming from the credit unions themselves, mm-hmm. you know. So it's really kind of cool to get that peer related message, so which is
absolutely
so important. So all right, let's get to your session, which was entitled "Due Diligence and Best Practices for CERC." So give us a quick summary, and then we'll dive into a couple of details.
Sure, sure. So we just kind of went over some high points today when you are putting a CERC in place, and for those of you who don't know what a CERC is. The Supplemental Executive Retirement Plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's two types that credit unions or any nonprofit can offer. It's a 457F or a split dollar plan.
Mm-hmm.
OM was actually the first company to get NCOA approval to do split dollar plans back in 2005 from our founders, Bill O'Connell and Joe Maloof,
mm-hmm.
the O and the M. So we always like to provide as much education as we can, whether you're our client or not. We want to be a resource to you and your credit union.
Good for you guys.
So some of the points you need to make sure that you're looking at, you know, what's the history of the company you're going with,
mm-hmm.
what are the ratings of the insurance companies you're using, what's the background, who's going to be servicing the plan once you get a plan in place, is it going to be handed off to someone you've never heard of or seen before?
Mm-hmm.
Are they up to date with all the regulations with NCUA and state regulations?
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of went over some of that stuff and then a brief review of the differences between a 457 and a split dollar plan.
Mm-hmm. How significant is this topic though today? Because we have a lot of changing of the guard, if you will, a lot of movement,
mm-hmm.
especially in the executive or in the C-suite, if you will. So how much more significant is this stuff for creators these days? I think it's more than ever.
Oh my gosh.
Mine is
becoming more and more prevalent.
Yeah.
Generally, we see recruiters putting it into packages when they're out looking for someone. They're generally put in place between 12 and 24 months after
mm-hmm.
someone takes the helm,
mm-hmm.
As a CEO, or now we're seeing it go farther down the chain at the credit union
That
you have an executive team that is gelled, and the board wants to keep that.
Heck yeah.
And it helps with succession planning.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can build them out so that when people retire at different stages,
mm-hmm.
and then they pay out at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But the term golden handcuff is, you know, is used predominantly with split dollar plans, and it really does. It kind of locks them into that job.
Yeah.
You secure the institutional knowledge at the credit union by keeping the people on board that are doing a great job
mm-hmm.
for you. So.
Which is important I don't want to say a weird labor market, but the interesting labor market that we're in right now, where people are jumping ship at the drop of a hat sometimes.
Absolutely.
And looking for something elsewhere. So so this is really important for a credit union, like you said, to keep that team in place for a while.
Exactly. And what we've seen, and I know you talked with Tim, one of my partners the other day, who came from recruiting space in
mm-hmm.
credit union land. And you know, we hear it still from recruiters today.
Very active right now.
If somebody calls a CEO or a C-suite, or IT is a really hot area right now as well for finding someone, and the recruiter is told, "Oh, I have a CERC," you know, end of discussion.
Really?
So it really does lock them down.
Wow.
Not guaranteed 100% of the time,
but yeah,
it's it's great to know that your future is taken care of.
Yeah.
That you can breathe easily, your retirement's taken care of. We've had clients say, "You've changed my life."
Really?
They don't have to worry about it.
Right,
The board actually changed their life by implementing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they know that their future's secure. Mm-hmm. We can build in prepayments before retirement that can help fund college education, mm-hmm. weddings that might come mm-hmm. up. Oh, you want to buy a second house mm-hmm. or a boat 15 years down the line, whatever your wish list is.
Yeah.
We can work all of that stuff into a plan. So it's really customized for each executive that we work with.
Well, and once you get that plan set, I mean, it really allows that person to really focus on their job. It
Absolutely.
Allows them to do what they do best instead of them thinking about,
Absolutely.
Well, what's going on with my retirement plan? What's going on with all this
right.
extraneous stuff? So,
right.
which can be very distracting. So
Absolutely.
Once this is set, then you can focus
better, and now that you brought that up, when it is set, you want to make sure that it is set and secure.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's part of the due diligence is
yeah.
how is it funded? So we adhere to the safety and soundness that credit unions were built upon.
Yep.
And we primarily only use whole life insurance to fund our products. Other folks don't,
okay.
But there's some caveats to take into place. If you use the Index Universal Life,
mm-hmm.
there's risks to consider,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the due diligence
yeah,
that
yeah.
you know the board really needs to be aware of it, as well as the executive,
mm-hmm.
because it's his or her retirement that's at risk.
Yeah, yeah, this stuff is more important than ever for sure. So, can you provide maybe one or two takeaways that you want the audience to go back to the office with on Monday
sure,
morning? So
sure, sure.
If you
have a SERP,
mm-hmm.
always make sure that you're getting an annual review that reflects what today's market is looking like.
Yeah.
Not here's what we projected your plan to be when
mm-hmm.
we presented it
mm-hmm.
to you, but you need to have it in today's numbers
okay.
using the rates today. And don't take your executives for granted. We see people leaving.
Yes.
And if you don't have a SERP in place for your CEO and some of your other team,
mm-hmm.
odds are pretty good that they're going to get poached by,
exactly.
by another institution. And you don't really... The workspace right now is so tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder and harder to find good folks.
And you know a lot of these top people are being recruited.
Oh, you know it.
Day
yeah.
in and
oh,
day
absolutely.
Out. Oh, my God.
No, we get calls from our own clients that say,
I got another call
exactly,
again today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gosh.
So.
Wow, what a world we're living in these days.
It's,
so.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
totally
yeah.
Crazy.
But you guys are there supplying this type of stuff there, which puts a lot of minds
yeah.
at ease, I would think. So, yeah.
It does. And it's great to know. I put my head on my pillow at night knowing that I help change people's lives for the better and
mm-hmm.
and do good. And
you did some good today, for sure.
In an industry that I love.
Yeah.
I've been in it for 34 years, so.
Good people here, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. All right. Anything else, Tammy? Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, we're really proud to be co-sponsor
yeah, oh
here
gosh,
for
I
you
said, yeah,
week.
Thank you so much for your support as well. Oh, my gosh. I'm just over the moon about you guys supporting our coverage
yeah,
here.
You do
and,
a great job.
Well, thank
so
you so much. I appreciate
it. It won't be
that.
The last time.
Well, thank
sure.
you. All right. Wow. All right. Well, let's keep the train rolling here.
All right.
All right.
Awesome.
Good stuff. All right, Tammy. Well, I'm going to let you get back at
okay.
it because I know you got a lot of work to do.
Cool.
But thank you so much
sure.
for a few minutes and appreciate it. And congratulations on a successful presentation in there. Well
Thanks,
done.
Thanks, Mike.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.